So I'm a little tired. I'll get through it.
Oh, good.
If I start snoring in the middle, you know, just say, all right, that's it, folks.
Thanks for joining us.
Dance, monkey, dance.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris.
I'm John.
How you doing, John?
I'm doing just swell. How are you?
All right. I guess we should do like an intro since we didn't do one last week.
That's right. Well, you know, we had so much to share.
Well, you know, I just figure if we're talking and it just starts flowing, then let's not stop to start again.
Do not stop the flow. That's right. No. Let the flow go. You don't want to stop it because it hurts.
So one of the things that we talked about last week was a new show that you found.
Yes.
Called Born This Way.
Uh-huh.
And I actually got to see an episode.
Which one?
I happened to be flipping channels and I saw one that had to deal with the kid Sean trying to get a girlfriend.
Okay. I have not seen that one yet.
It is the creepiest, most painful show I've ever watched.
I have it on right now because there's a marathon. Okay.
Okay.
And I'm very torn because part of me looks at this and go, oh, that's a positive thing. They're showing these people who are differently abled and their life and what they're capable of doing and stuff. But right. The other part of it is it's just another TLC freak show.
It's very exploitive.
Incredibly exploitive.
It's
incredibly.
To the point where the one that I was watching, they all go to Catalina Island. And I'm not sure whether that they were all friends before the show.
Right.
But they've now been thrown together and thrown in awkward situations.
Mm-hmm.
Probably to see how they're going to react. But, you know, whatever.
Right.
So they all go out to Catalina Island. And this one dude, Sean, who I guess is obsessed with one of the other girls.
Yep.
Starts like touching her and holding her hand and putting his arm around her. And she's like, stop, I have a boyfriend.
Right.
And she keeps like, dude, I'm not interested. Go away. And he keeps like, but you want to be my girlfriend. And he's like slimily, like rubbing up against her. And like the kid's father has to take him aside and be like, look, she's got a boyfriend. Stop.
Right.
And like, that was the whole episode. And I was like, oh, this is just sick and sad.
Yeah, there's one of the girls has her own business. She does like tie-dye t-shirts and stuff.
That I think that's the one with the boyfriend too.
The one I saw, they go to a Adam Lambert concert.
Oh, I didn't see that one. I only watched one.
Okay. So anyway, she's at the Rose Bowl flea market. And her goal is that she's going to move from Colorado away from her family to live in LA on her own.
Okay.
So there's these heartwarming shots of her showing the other kids how she does her tie dyeing and, you know, selling these to people and people commenting on how cool they are and stuff. And then there's a shot of her mom going, so how much money did you make? And she's got a wad of 20s in her hand. And she goes, well, right here, I've got 20, 25, 26, 27, 28, $30. And the mom's like, well, no, why don't you sort it out? Put all the 20s together, all the 10s together. And she's trying to coach her through this. And the child has, I mean, she's not a child. She's an adult. These are not kids. These are grown-ups, they're 20s and 30s.
Okay.
The girl still doesn't have a concept of money. And yet they're talking about how she's going to go to LA and live on her own. And it's like, that's really unfair. And then later on, the mother takes her shopping because she realizes that, you know, this girl can't do her laundry, can't make her bed, really can't live on her own. Even though this TV show is making it out that, you know, this is just so wonderful. And she's in the grocery store and freaks out because she has to ask the butcher for a pound of ground beef. And she's like, I can't do this. I can't do this. And the mother's like, yes, you can. Just when, you know, when he comes over, just tell him what you want. And she's like, I don't know what I want. There's so much. I don't know what I want. I don't know what they have. She says, you ask him for a pound of ground beef. And the mother's not like forcing her, but she's being very strong in that she knows that she's got to push her to learn life skills. And it's like, this is, yeah, this crosses over from being interesting to being kind of creepy.
Yeah, and I don't know if TLC knew what they were getting into, because Down syndrome people are I don't want to say that they're hard to deal with, but they're very headstrong. Like,
and they can be very single-minded.
Yeah, go ahead.
They've got one thing to do, and that's what they're going to do, and that's how they're going to see their way through. And that thing may not be what you're focusing on right now, but it's what they're focusing on.
Yes, and that's really how the episode that I watched came across, and it was like, oh, I don't know, like, and I understand that's how they are and stuff, but when it crosses over into creepy, the film crew has to step up and say, yeah, he can't be doing that.
Yeah. But, you know, there's a producer who's like, keep rolling.
Yeah.
You know, how much can we get out of this?
Yeah, I mean, it got to a point where they have those, you know, the interview sections in front of the white background.
Right.
And they brought the creepy kid and the girl that he likes, and they were sitting next to each other, and she's just saying, no, it's going to break your heart, but I don't like you. You need to leave me alone. And it was like just ripping this kid's heart out on
TV.
Camera.
Right.
And you finally hear the producer say, okay, let's take a break. And then they walk up to him and they say, are you okay? And he's like, yeah, I guess. But it's like, why are you putting these people through this?
Yeah, exactly. So we can watch it.
And I guess.
And we can either talk about how lucky we are that we don't have to deal with this, or, you know, we can make fun of it. And I'm not going to make fun of it. I think it's kind of sad.
No, it's not so much making fun of it, but, like, it needs to stop.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, if you wanted to do a series that one episode focused on each of these people.
Sure.
And the struggles and the things that they do, and maybe you do one or two where they're all hanging out at the end of the season or whatever. That's fine.
Right.
But you don't throw them into these awkward situations and then just to see what happens.
Yeah, because they can't. It's one thing to do, you know, the little dwarf ladies of Hollywood, whatever, because they're all adults. They're functioning.
Right.
They know what's going on, whether or not it's appropriate. And these poor kids do not.
Right.
They are being exploited for who they are, and you're not going to have anybody turn around and I don't know if it's, you know, give them their own reality show and put them up in a house and pay all their bills, and because it's not going to happen. It's TLC.
Right.
I mean, they're lucky that they're not being charged to be on the show. And it's just kind of sad. It's like, that's where we've gotten to. It's like, you know what? Let's do a TV show about a drug addict, and we're going to follow them around as they score their fix, and then we're going to slap it out of their hands.
Right.
It's like, well, that's horrible. That's
right.
Horrible.
And like one of the scenes in the one episode that I watched was they, and you know, all the shit is set up.
Oh, of course.
The kid Sean, or the guy Sean, I keep calling them kids, but the guy Sean is sitting in his, I guess it's his kitchen or his parents' kitchen or whatever.
Yeah.
With one of the other guys on the show. The one guy that seems more functional than the rest.
Okay.
I don't know which one he is. But they're talking about this girl that he likes. And he's asking this dude for advice, and the other guy is like, you just need to let it go. She's she's got a boyfriend, you need to leave her alone, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, you had to set that up. This wasn't just a normal conversation that happened. So you are perpetuating this kid's or this guy's movements and attitude, and you're just egging him on to until he confronts her and she's like, no, I don't like you.
Right.
And that's a horrible thing to do to somebody that has an intellectual disability.
Definitely. Definitely. It's disgraceful.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's... there's so much that these kids, again, kids, they're not kids, that these people have difficulty with on a daily basis, and it's being thrown out there for entertainment.
Yes.
And to watch them on TV, you know, it's one thing to watch the Kardashians cry over a broken heart. they're adults, they know what they're doing, but to do it to somebody who has no concept really of what love is.
Right.
It's wrong. It's very wrong.
Yeah. And I mean, everybody in that show should have just stepped up and been like, all right, we need to get him off of this.
Well, you don't know how far they got before the families found out what's really going on.
Well, but like towards the end of the episode, him and his father go to like a sports bar and they're shooting pool, and they bring like Sean goes over to these two guys who he doesn't know and is like, hey, you want to play pool with us? And I'm sure like there's a cut there, and I'm sure that they have to go over and explain, well, this dude's on a reality show,
right,
and he wants to do all this, and here, sign these so that we can show your face and all that.
Yep.
But then they start asking him, he's like, oh, do you have a girlfriend? And as soon as that happens, then Sean is all about, oh, I like this girl, but she doesn't like me, and she's got a boyfriend. It's like, how many times do you have to go through this with him?
Right.
Like, it was fucking terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I won't watch another one because I just think it's too fucked up.
I mean, we've become this screwed up nation of voyeurs.
Well, it amazes me the things that we get offended at. And something like this, nobody's really that offended. When I think it's probably worse than a bunch of the other shit that people get offended over.
Oh, definitely.
Because it's not them living their lives, they're putting them in these situations. You know, like I said, if they really wanted to do a positive TV show about having Down syndrome, you go and you do a reality show based on the kid or the guy that has his own restaurant.
Sure.
That's a positive story. This is not.
Right. And you're also knowing that behind the scenes, that guy has got an awful lot of support.
Yeah.
But this is showing average, normal parents and their struggles trying to let their kids grow up and move on. And it's like, you got to understand that they really can't.
Right.
You know, there's the black kid, and in the trailers, there's a soundbite of the mother going, you know, I don't know what would happen if his father and I were to die. It's like, that's, yeah.
Well, it's going to happen, so you better figure it out.
Yeah. Very bizarre.
I mean, what's going to end up happening is he's going to wind up in a home somewhere.
Right.
He's going to wind up in a group home with other people that have disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to, like, wallow away the rest of his life just fucking miserable.
Just like us. Oh, it's been renewed for a second season.
Oh, well, that figures.
So, yeah.
I wasn't quite aware that Down syndrome comes with, like, being short.
Well, their growth is stunted, yeah.
Yeah, like, that was one of those things that I didn't know, because I was like, are they Down syndrome little people, or, like... Because a couple of them have that look, and it's like, huh.
Yeah.
And, you know, it wouldn't be past A&E or whatever it's on to be like, hey, we need more little people. I don't know. It was a weird show. Don't say I would recommend it to anybody, but... I don't know. What are you doing? You got real quiet.
I'm reading a review of this. Unfortunately, this review of it suddenly goes into an interview with Sarah Palin. So we can delete that. Not going to give them any credibility.
Well, 'cause she's got a grandkid that's got Down syndrome?
Kid.
She's got a kid.
Yeah, that's what happens when you get knocked up when you're old.
Jeez. Well, I wish them the best. I hope that it works out for them all.
Me too.
But there's that whole thing of, hey, we're on TV and we've got this show. I don't know. Maybe it'll just make them worse. I don't know. Anyway.
Yes.
And what's really fucked up about the show is that, like, they have to subtitle everybody.
Sure.
And it's like, yeah, you know, that would be like really fucked up if I was on a show and they were like, yeah, we feel that we need to subtitle you.
We can't understand a damn word you're saying.
Yeah, exactly.
Must be that Jersey accent.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever.
Whatever.
So you excited for the Golden Globes?
No. could care less.
You're not going to tune in with some popcorn and...
No.
And hope that The Martian gets best comedy?
No. No,
I don't understand the Golden Globes anymore.
There was never a reason to understand them. we've talked about this.
I know.
The Golden,
but this year seems particularly fucked up.
Yeah.
The things that they've put in crappy categories just does not make any sense to me.
And I just went to their homepage.
Yeah.
And I'm really not sure why, because all of it's in English, except for the pictures of the nominees, which say, Los Nominados, Jennifer Jason Leigh. Los Nominados, Christian Slater. Bizarre.
Where?
Under GoldenGlobes.com.
Yeah.
And scroll down under the Golden Globes timeline. And you'll see some... photos.
I don't see the timeline.
You don't see the timeline? Are you on?
Okay, there we go. Okay.
You there? Are you there? Did you catch up?
Okay, so yeah. Oh yeah, okay. That's weird.
Yeah, I don't know why it's in Spanish. That is Spanish, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Oh, and they also have their first African American Miss Golden Globe.
Well, you know, they have to be edgy that way.
Which the photo looks like a bad 1980s album cover.
What the hell is Christian Slater nominated for?
Well, I don't know. If you click on the picture, the article's all in Spanish. So, I don't know. It says something about pump up the volume, Young Guns 2. Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, junto a Kevin Costner y Morgan Freeman. Yeah, I have no idea what he's up for.
That's weird. Let's see, nominees. Let's see. Christian Slater is not in that one.
Nominado Mejor Interpretación Masculina de Reparto en Televisión, Mr. Robot. Is
You
he a
know, if
Mr.
I
Robot?
click on the nominees, just load all the fucking nominees. Don't make me go down three fucking categories and make me click more. Let's see. No.
Is today like Learn Spanish Day? Oh, here, we'll click on Translate. What's that say?
All right, Golden Globes, you're really pissing me off. He is up for best performance by an actor in a supporting role in a series for Mr. Robot.
Well, that's good to know.
Yes.
And yeah, I have no interest of watching it.
You don't want to see Aziz Ansari go up against Patrick Stewart and Rob Lowe?
No. For
No.
what?
Best performance by an actor in a television series, music or comedy?
No.
Yeah, see, all of this stuff, I don't know. It's. These just seem so off from what like they should be. Like Lady Gaga is up for
Based on what? For American Horror Story?
best performance by an actress in a limited series or motion picture made for television in American Horror Story. She's up against Queen Latifah, Kirsten Dunst, Sarah Hay, and Felicity Huffman.
Okay.
Although Netflix has got a shitload of nominees this year. I'm surprised that they didn't try to do the try to get what's his face nominated posthumously, Paul Walker.
Or Carrie Fisher.
Yeah, I just don't care about any of these people anymore.
Yeah.
Jane Fonda's up for a fucking Golden Globe
For Frankie and whatever.
for Youth.
Oh, for youth. What's
Yeah.
youth?
No idea. It kills me that Matt Damon is nominated for best performance by an actor in a motion picture for a musical or comedy for The Martian. The Martian was not a comedy or a musical. There is no music. He didn't sing.
You didn't see that big dance number with the potatoes?
No.
No?
No. And I know that we've talked about this in the past, but I still do not understand the fascination with Amy Schumer.
Don't know.
But she's up for fucking best actress for Trainwreck.
Really?
Yep. It's her, Melissa McCarthy, Jennifer Lawrence, Lily Tomlin, and Maggie Smith.
Jennifer Lawrence will get it.
You think so?
I think so. Everybody loves her.
Don't they say that like it's all about who the press wants to hang out with?
Yeah, well, yeah, that too. You think
Yeah,
they
I don't
really
think
want to
Maggie
hang out with
Smith has
Maggie
a
Smith?
chance.
Yeah, do you think she's even going to show up?
Maybe.
Yeah, no.
Maybe she wants to be hip and cool. Get to rub shoulders with Will Smith.
Why would she want to do that?
I don't know.
They could exchange hip hop moves.
Sure.
Okay. Speaking of Will Smith,
Yeah.
we weren't, but you see that Jaden Smith is the new face of Louis Vuitton's women's wear advertising?
What?
Jaden Smith is the new face of Louis Vuitton women's wear.
How?
Because he likes wearing dresses now. Very weird.
Maybe he's transgender. Maybe he's figured, you know, it's he'll be like a girl someday, and this is what he'll have to wear.
And he'll whip his hair back and forth?
Sure.
Okay. He looks very feminine in this photo. He's wearing a leather motorcycle jacket, a crocheted blouse, and a black pleated skirt, which he owns.
What the fuck, man?
It's those damn Scientologists. They're freaky. They're freaky, dude. Who wants that shit?
I mean, do you think... Oh, my God. I just found that picture. You know, fashion in 2015 and 2016 was supposed to be like kids wearing their jeans inside out.
Right.
Not dudes in skirts. Holy shit. Why would you... Okay, whatever.
For the money. That's all anything is done. Is for the money.
I like the way that the New York Times has Jaden Smith as a 17-year-old actor, rapper, designer, and pontificator.
Yeah.
He's not a good actor. He's not a good rapper. I don't know what he's designed, but what the fuck? And they'll call it genius is what fucks this up. They should be saying that he probably has mental issues.
I would believe that.
But they won't. They'll say, oh, he's a genius. He's ahead of his time.
Well, they say that for every psychopath. Like, oh, he was just misunderstood. No, he was just fucked up.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
Well, you know, when you're going to your friend's weddings in a white Batman costume.
Yeah.
Yeah, chances are that you've got something wrong with you.
And mom and dad say nothing.
Mom and dad don't care. Keeps that family name out in the press.
Sad to say, I bet that's exactly what it is.
People are looking for, you know, Will Smith wants his family name out there.
Mm-hmm.
God, what a fucked up dude this is. But you don't hear anything from Willow anymore, though.
Well, I guess that's a good thing, huh?
It's all this douchebag.
Until the next one comes along. Which should be any minute.
I mean, I'm kind of glad that this kid didn't turn out to be like a Justin Bieber where people were paying for his like brand of entertainment. Cause I'm hoping my daughter misses all of this crap. I know there'll be an entirely different set of morons that I have to worry about, but at least it's not Miley Cyrus and Justin Bieber and this douchebag.
It's sad.
Oh, is he still going to be Static Shock too?
Who?
Static Shock, the they're going to do a live action series from the comic book character Static Shock.
I have no idea.
I hope not.
Justin Bieber has been escorted out of a Mexican ruin. Apparently, the signs were not in Canadian that said no entrance, do not climb. So he was trying to climb on these ancient ruins, and they were physically told to leave.
God damn, man.
He's a moron. You know, why can't somebody hit him in the head with a shovel?
See, my theory is that somebody already did, and that's why he acts the way
That's why he should be unborn this way. See, that's the show I would watch.
What, Justin Bieber?
With a bunch of disabled people. And they teach him how to be a person.
Sure. Oh, man. What a fucked up world.
Yes, it is. It's only getting worse. Trump 2016.
No.
I can't believe that Trump is still pretending to be relevant. Yes.
Well, everybody thinks that he's a secret plant for, what's he, a Republican?
Mm-hmm.
They say that he's a secret plan for the Democrats to destroy the Republican Party.
I think that'd be awesome.
Because it certainly seems that way.
Mm-hmm. But how stupid do the Republicans have to be to keep him around?
I don't think they have a choice at this point.
It's just he's so loud that you can't ignore him.
Yeah. You know, he's probably self-financing most of his stuff so that they can't even be like, well, he's taking out of the Republican Party fund.
Right.
So they're all just like, you know, they can't stop him.
Hmm.
He's just going to keep going and keep going. He's like the Energizer Bunny. Kids, there was once a commercial with this little bunny, and they kept going and going and going.
That's right.
To the point you thought you were watching a different commercial, but it would be the same commercial.
They trick you.
Yeah.
They trick you. Have you finished Making a Murderer yet?
Yes.
Did you?
Yes, I finished it in 2 days.
Oh, that's right. Interesting.
It's the talk of where I work. Everybody's talking about it.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't Everybody... have much interest in it.
No?
No?
Well, you know, it's one of those things, as soon as you start watching it, it kind of grabs you.
Yeah.
And you just keep wanting to see what the next thing is going to be. Apparently, two of the guys that defend him at one point are dreamy, like, from the female population.
Are dreamy?
Yes, they all love the two defending attorneys.
Oh.
That was a big thing the other day.
So he was in jail for the murder of one person.
No, what happened was in 1985, he was convicted of raping a woman.
Okay.
And he lives in the small town in Wisconsin where his family is not liked very much.
Okay.
They're kind of that family. They're kind of like the family that people whisper about.
Ooh.
And he had a checkered past of breaking and enterings and shit like that. And it wound up that 18 years into his prison sentence, new DNA evidence confirmed that he didn't rape the woman.
Okay.
So he gets exonerated. They let him out, and he's got all these people in his ear saying, well, you should sue them for defamation of character, and you know, you could get some money for the time that you were in jail, like they took your livelihood away, and you should be, you know, they should make that up to you.
Right.
So he sues the police department.
Okay.
And the police department, there comes up a case where there's a missing woman.
Okay.
And it's very clear where the police department, in the middle of being sued, starts to blame Avery for this. And things conveniently turn up for the cops at his at his trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Where they search the same room for 8 days, and on the eighth day they suddenly find a key to her car. Like, it's all this really fucked up evidence where you're like, they really make it look like, well, maybe the cops planted evidence. Like, it's very, very fucked up.
I don't know. I still have no interest in it, but okay. It's like, okay.
It's pretty fascinating. Like, if you were one of those people that liked the show, like Cops or like Locked Up or one of those like reality shows where they tell you about like these people in prison and what it's like and
right
people being wrongfully accused of things and shit like that. It's a pretty interesting look at like the United States judicial system.
Mm-hmm.
And how things that you think is completely relevant to a case, a judge just throws out.
Mm.
So there's an episode where it's during Stephen Avery's trial.
Right.
And they want to introduce to the jury the fact that the woman who disappeared and was later found murdered, her cell phone had been, somebody had checked the messages on it 2 days after she had supposedly been murdered.
Ooh.
And certain things had been erased. Certain messages had been erased. And the defense was like, we want to show that this means that, like, if he had burned everything, if he had incinerated her, he would have taken her phone and thrown it in there to get rid of it.
Okay.
Like all the other things that they're accusing this guy of doing. All the other stuff that she had on her, all the other, like, her PDA and her camera, because she was a photographer. All this other stuff was supposedly burned, so why wouldn't you burn the phone as well? And the defense makes this real elegant case, and the judge looks at the prosecutor and says, has this been looked into? And the prosecutor like is like a deer in headlights, and he's like, well, I guess we could if you want us to. And the judge is like locked eyes with the prosecutor, and suddenly the judge goes, you know what? It's not relevant. It's you can't introduce that to the jury.
Mm.
And it's like, but that's his, like that. That's part of his whole case. Is like, if somebody's calling her phone when she supposedly has it, and checking messages and deleting messages, this dude has no clue what her password is.
Right.
Like, how was he doing this? This was like 2003. Like, there wasn't, like, visual voicemail and iPhones. This was, like, a flip phone where you had to call in and dial a number and put in a PIN so that you could hear your messages. And the judge just totally dismisses it. It's like, wow. And part of the whole series is, like, all you have to do is be accused of a crime to have your life totally fucked.
Sure.
And it's definitely. It's just one of those things. It's creepy to watch because you see all this shit that goes on. And like since then, there's been all these like ex-cops coming forward saying, oh, we routinely planted stuff if we thought that this was the guy that did it just to make the case stick. It's just a fucked up system.
America.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, you're relying on 12 people who to do the right thing that have no business being on a fucking jury.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they point out all these things like, you know, everybody in that town knew who the Averys were. Everybody in town had heard this story. At some point, it was national news.
Right.
And so instead of moving the case hundreds of miles to where like people may not have ever heard of Stephen Avery, they move it one town over. And when he goes back for an appeal, it's the same judge. And it's like, that's not fair. That's not, whether the dude's guilty or not, he still is entitled to a fair trial. And he definitely doesn't get one. Even he might be guilty. You know, he might have killed this woman. I don't know. But he still is, you know, it's required by law for him to have a fair trial.
Sure it is.
It's just very fucked up.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Did you buy any lottery tickets this weekend?
No, but I might.
Might.
Now that it's up to 1.3 billion.
You know, for only 200 billion, 200 million, you could own the Playboy Mansion.
I saw that.
And it comes with F.
Yes.
It's part of the sale.
Yes, it comes with a roommate.
That could be interesting. I don't know. That could be very interesting.
What that sounds like is now that Playboy is no longer in the business of having a nudie magazine.
Well, and he no longer has a nudie magazine.
No. It sounds very much like we can't keep the upkeep of the mansion. So we're going to try to sell it with the caveat that he comes with it.
Well, they're saying that even though it's worth about $200 million, they think that it's really only worth about $80 to $90 million because of the history. It's like, yeah, I would not want to have to clean the pool filter.
Yeah, think of all the stains.
Yeah, do not take a black light in there.
Looks like a Jackson Pollock painting.
That would be horrible. I think it's great that whoever buys it is going to be required to live with Hugh Hefner until he dies. Does that mean you're also responsible for him after death? Like you've got to pack him up?
Well, don't you think that he's going to write into it that like his grave is going to be at the Playboy Mansion somewhere?
That'd be even more reason to trash the place, bulldoze it.
Yeah, I'm sure that like whoever buys this is not going to actually live there. It'll be some kind of like publicity stunt by some company.
Oh, it'll be like that. What's that company that always buys the weird shit off of eBay? Like, you know, oh, my toast has a picture of Jesus in it. It's one of those gambling sites.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, can't remember what it was called.
I don't
Something
know.
Something Palace.
Golden Palace?
Maybe.
You think they'll just come for like the DNA? Just start doing DNA swabs everywhere?
Oh God, really?
Start matching it to people.
Congratulations, you've got a child. And then they give you a test tube full of scrapings. Golden Palace.
Golden Palace.
Golden Palace. Yep. It's very bizarre. Okay. Very bizarre. Weird.
I don't know. I think it'll be a publicity stunt where,
oh, of course.
You know, it's just, hey, we own the Playboy Mansion now.
That should be one of those. What was it? Was it Bud Light that gave away the town last year?
Something like that, yeah.
It was like anywhere or some weird thing like that, and you would be like the mayor of the town, and you could do anything you wanted in it, and yeah, that's kind of weird. See, Sean Penn has already interviewed El Chapo for Rolling Stone.
Yeah, now he's under investigation.
Yeah, gee, interesting.
It's just very weird how like all of a sudden he had an interview, and apparently I guess it was through Rolling Stone. So Rolling Stone was the one that actually made the contact.
Right.
But he's a wanted felon, man.
Yeah. I mean, if you had contact with him.
Yeah.
And Esquire has his picture of Sean Penn shaking the guy's hand.
Yep.
And He looks like a guy who runs a Mexican restaurant. He's got like this shiny silk shirt on.
Can I get you any more salsa?
You like the spicy? No spicy.
No spicy?
The jalapeno? Ghost pepper? Tomatilla?
Chimichanga?
Chipichanga?
Tortilla?
Yes. Bizarre. Very bizarre. Are you a fan of Reddit?
I consider myself a Redditor, but I don't think I would call it a fan.
Okay.
There's a lot of shit that happens on Reddit that's fucked up.
Such as?
There was a shakeup about 6 months ago where the CEO of Reddit made some comments and was replaced. And since then, it's not really the place to express yourself anymore.
Okay.
There's a lot of like high school kids on there now that think it's, they're not paying attention to like what made Reddit great in the first place. It's a bunch of cat videos now. It's not what it once was.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, apparently Cosmo, asked women to tell us some of the gross things they do that men don't know they do.
Okay.
And this list is right up your alley. I
Oh,
think you're gonna
jeez.
I think you're really gonna enjoy this list.
Wait, was this on Reddit? Is that how that Reddit is
Yes.
relevant to this?
Yes.
So it was the subreddit of Cosmo?
I don't know. It just says when Lady Red. Oh, well, here we go. It was under Ask Reddit.
Okay.
Here,
All right.
let's see what it says. The question was, girls of Reddit, what's something super gross that all girls do but will never admit? God, this is really bad. Wait, where'd you go? No thanks.
What?
Well, I had the list up, and suddenly there's like a big Netflix ad on top of it. So we'll go through 1 through 13.
Okay.
And then we can elaborate if you think it's something you'd like to further discuss.
Okay.
Number one, girls like to live on the edge. The commenter says, "I don't think anyone has mentioned the mad dash out of the shower to dry off before the flow starts again." Or wiping blood off of the toilet seat when the flow is really heavy.
Oh.
Number two, girls don't take care of their lingerie, says one woman. I can't remember the last time I washed my bra.
Ew.
Number three, period poops. Having a super large and freeing but nasty as hell period poop. They're honestly the best, but also super gross. If I had a nickel for every time I looked back into the toilet while on my period and thought, my God, did I just birth an alien baby? I'd have at least several nickels. One woman referred to it as the good old PB&J wipe.
Ew.
Cramps can come with lots of fun side effects. Two words, cramp diarrhea. Girls look in the toilet. One woman says, I ogled the particularly thick chunk of uterus lining that we passed during our period.
Ew.
All sorts of weird stuff comes out of us. The day after I had my daughter, I passed this giant glob. It was the size of an orange. At the time, I just birthed an 8-pound person, so it didn't seem like a big deal, but looking back, it was pretty nasty. Oh, gee, dear God. Women have farting issues that dudes do not have.
When they a crow what?
Farting issues. Oh. You should ask your wife about this. Okay. When girls fart, sometimes it gets trapped in the vulva and comes out the front. girls like to squeeze stuff out of their faces.
What?
Overly enjoying squeezing out blackheads and smelling bits of themselves.
Ew.
Does anyone else sniff their earrings when they take it out? It absolutely reeks, but I smell it every time.
Yes.
This is just gross.
You mean to the point where you can't read anymore? Send me the link. I'll read them.
No, I'm just trying to find some good stuff.
Oh, okay. Thought we had finally found your threshold.
No, not yet. One woman says, my poo train either stops or goes full steam ahead. Ah, the old Betty Crocker blood bomb. Smells like death, but it makes for a great beef stew.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
Yeah.
One of the beauty of Reddit is not so much a lot of times what people post, it's the comments under it.
Uh-huh.
That will make you crack up.
When I'm on my period and not wearing a tampon, if I have a big sneeze or somebody squeezes me during a hug, a clump of blood will come out due to the force. My husband squeezes me. He thinks he's funny. I feel like a ketchup packet. Wow. I never would have known.
That's gross.
That is disgusting.
I'm trying to find the one. There was one a couple of weeks ago. It was something similar where everybody was commenting on whatever the Ask Reddit question was.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like 2 o'clock in the morning and I couldn't sleep. And I was reading this and I hadn't laughed that hard. It was so funny. And I wish I could find it.
And not to be outdone, there is also men. What are some actually gross things you do? According to my wife, me bending over and spreading my cheeks to maximize the sound of my farts is disgusting. I introduce my hand in my pants and then scratch my butt sometimes. Then I smell my hand. I like the smell. I pee in the sink. Saves water. Easier to aim when sleepy. Perfect level. Hit it with a quick rinse.
Hmm. Oh, this is weird. I think maybe my Reddit had been hacked.
Oh, no.
Because I'm looking at, like, things that I've upvoted.
Uh-huh. And now it's all, like, animal porn?
Well, it's all stuff that I've never even read.
Really?
Yeah. That's weird. I'm going to have to look into that. Huh, that's weird. Yeah, I think you'd like Reddit. Reddit is a mishmash of everything.
Yeah?
Yeah. So like if you go on the front page of Reddit. Oh, come on, man. It's all like the top two are from. Oh, come on. All of our servers are busy. Well, fuck you, Reddit. Here I am trying to give him a plug.
Right.
Nope. No, I can't get back on. Fuck you, Reddit.
Please try again in a minute. Oh, it's because the cat unplugged the computer.
Yes.
According to the
exactly.
Little cartoon.
From the Schnoo.
The Schnoo?
The Schnoo is a little Reddit guy.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Apparently everybody heard us and now they're on Reddit. Nope, still busy.
Well, fuck you, Reddit.
Son of a bitch.
So since that's not working, let's talk about MegaCon, John.
Shall we?
Yes.
What about it?
So, it's four days this year.
Uh-huh.
Tickets are a lot of money for those 4 days.
Are they?
Yeah. It's, where is it? So for all 4 days, it is
$95.
$95.
That's a loss.
It's $100 at the door.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what we normally do. Which is interesting because in years past, it was like $20 more at the door.
Right.
But like the advance, if you buy your tickets in advance, you have the line you have to wait in to get your fucking passes is fucking crazy.
Right. But the 4 day premium package is only $129. So that's like $30 more. And priority entrance, you get an exclusive comic, an exclusive lithograph, an exclusive collectible, exclusive priority entrance.
I don't know. I guess we're going to have to look at who's there and what we want to accomplish this year.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if you go day by day, it's like Friday and Saturday, it's like $35 and $45.
Mm-hmm.
It's $45. It's $50 at the door to get in on Saturday.
Yeah.
They
and that's
better.
The day that was like body to body. You couldn't walk around. So... Yeah.
They better have some decent fucking people.
And they have nobody listed yet.
Right, and that's what kind of scares me.
Because it's getting late. It's not getting late, but, I mean, they've already... In the past, they've already had people that they were teasing. And now...
Right, so... The only one that... At the top of their page that has a... That is a Comic-Con type show that's not a fan expo...
Mm-hmm.
Is the Dallas Comic Con.
Right.
Which is February.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody on here, I think, is worth...
You don't want to see the Dukes of Hazzard reunion?
There's only 12 guests.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
when is this convention? This is in February, right? When
yeah, is this is the 13th and the 14th. This is only 2 days.
Oh.
But yeah, it kind of scares me that like all this shit is blank. Especially on the MegaCon one. So I don't know. I don't know if MegaCon is bigger than Dallas Comic Con. But you would think that with less than 5 months to go, there'd be at least be something there.
Bizarre. And this is the first year of the new company.
Right.
So,
I mean, I still think that we should do a music video like we did last year.
Yeah.
But actual entrance into the show, I don't know. We're going to have to see.
So just go and hang out in the hallways on Saturday?
Sure. I don't know. I guess we'll have to see. Because, I mean, it is a little odd that, like, they have... A year out, they know who the comic guests are going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And none of them are on here.
Yeah.
None of the cosplay people that you know, book themselves 2 years in advance.
Yeah. I mean, not that I care about those people, but...
Well, yeah, we do, because we want to make a music video with them.
Oh, those people.
Yeah.
Well, we'll just find them on Facebook. It'll be easier.
I guess. I don't know. I think I'm also going to go back to XCon this year in Myrtle Beach.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was okay. We'll see. They also don't have a whole lot of people listed either, so we're going to have to see what they do too. I think you should come up to Mad Monster Party, though.
Really? Who's going to be there?
Nobody. Mad Monster Party is in March, and it's going to be... Oh, wait a minute. No, that's last year. Come on. Right now, as far as guests... Oh. They put in a whole bunch. Manu Bennett from Arrow and The Hobbit. Jeremy Bullock is going to be there.
Oh, yippee.
Malcolm McDowell is going to be there.
We could bring Jeremy some bacon.
Why? Does he like bacon?
He loves bacon, and he's not supposed to have it.
Is that something like nobody's supposed to know?
I don't know.
Like if I walked up there with some bacon and be like, here, I tell you that this is, you know.
Something you really like?
Yeah.
Sure. He'd still ask you for $45 for an autograph, but.
Yeah, well. Yeah. George Romero is going to be there.
Yeah.
Dee Wallace. You want to meet the mom from E.T.?
Oh, Jesus. And Ed Cujo and...
The Howling.
Yeah. Yeah, these really aren't people I'd be interested in spending money to see.
No, you don't want to go see Malcolm McDowell?
No.
Come on, 3 days of this madness is only $50.
Yeah.
You come up for that. Come on.
Oh, the Malcolm McDowell, George Romero photo ops are already on pre-sale.
Yes.
Jesus Christ. Jeremy Bullock is $99 for a photo?
Is he really?
Yep. He's the most expensive one there. Malcolm McDowell is 60, 50 or 60, depending on the day. And I don't know who the WWDITS Deacon and Peter are.
Okay.
But that's $150. Oh, what we do in the shadows. Yeah, definitely not worth it. Definitely not worth it. Who's RIP?
A really intense partier.
Oh.
It's a 3-day pass, which includes early bat access.
Bat access?
Yeah, I don't know what that means. Guest lounge, all after party events. Reserve seating at panels.
Mm.
Priority line access.
Oh, well, here's the photo ops for Jeremy Bullock, James Duvall, and Ben Fransham are in full costume.
Oh.
Okay, that's interesting, but still not interested.
You don't want to picture Jeremy Bullock dressed as Boba Fett?
No.
Oh. Come on, John. Come
no,
on
sorry.
Up for Mad Monster Party.
No. I got stuff to do.
Now, see, if for $100 for MegaCon, they actually had priority line access to where, like, if you're going to go get an autograph, you know, it'd be like a fast pass at Disney.
Yeah.
There isn't, like, an extra line that you go into. I would totally do that.
Yeah, I would not.
Why?
I don't know.
Whatever.
If you were able to actually cut in the line at any point.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean.
People
like,
off, I think that'd be great.
Like you go up and like no matter how long those people have been waiting, you're next. That I would do. I mean, the showtime on Thursday for MegaCon is only 4 to 9.
Right.
That's weird.
But if you go VIP, you get in at 2.
Yeah, nobody's going to be set up at 2.
Yeah, exactly.
You're going to be walking around going, what the fuck is this?
But by yourself.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah. All right, you got anything else?
No, I don't.
No. All right.
No.
Well, if you want to get in touch with us, you can always send us an email at info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. Go to Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, all that good shit, and let us know you're listening. So until next week, this is Chris.
It's John.
Have a good week.
Yeah, I got nothing.